Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Coogan Cassius, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by, are you Alan or what are you?
I'm Alan. Now comes the nice part. No, I gave hell to my body for the last 3 months. Hell. Everybody keeps saying this is a tough fight. It was, but every single day in my life is tough. It's every single day. No, I was ready to die in that ring. I always say that. You were never going to stop me. No, check two.
Yeah, we are. Come.
Head.
You okay to continue?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, okay. Let's talk about the first round because it was a shock to everyone.
Shocked me.
Shocked you as well. Just talk me through that first round of 20 seconds.
Top of my head. It was somewhere here. I never experienced it before. It was boom. And then like whole building crashed to my head. And I was like, don't fall, don't fall. So I didn't know it. I was punched. I was like, don't fall. I just touched the floor, I think. And I just went up, you know, because there was no way in hell I was going to die. No way in hell I was going to go down.
Looking back on it now, is it probably best that that happened in the first round?
Well, it's best that it don't happen at all.
Well, that would be better.
But
to
listen,
be fair.
Like I said, I don't like to be favorite. I was a big favorite coming to this fight, big favorite. I don't know why, because that guy is more experienced and everything, because almost double my fights. No, but six more fights. So I don't know why I was such a favorite. I like to be the underdog, and since that first knockdown, I was the underdog in that fight. And it felt beautiful. I was like, this is my fight. This is fucking grind now, you know? I like to be grinder. I like to grind guys. And I put everything I had. They told me he went to a hospital. So I hope he's good. Come. My love of my life.
Look at this beautiful.
That's why I fight the chili pepper, man. This is why I fight.
Like, there's a chair there. Chair.
This is why I fight. This is why I fight.
It's the first time you've seen each other tonight since your fight?
Of course. My love. It's so beautiful. She's the most beautiful girl in the whole world. Yeah. I mean that since day one. It's been like 6 years. Five, how many?
Six.
6 years. And I just, this is why I fight. I have so many fans. Love you, UK. I can't say thank you enough. Love you, UK. Look at this. My mother is here also. My sister is here. All my Croatia fans came all the way from Croatia. So I could never just lay over and die. And I will never do that. I will go till the end. That is dangerous for me, but it's exciting for you.
Can we just point out that's not your mother, that's your wife, obviously. You said that's my mother.
My fiance.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
No, you said that's my mother.
Alan is also dangerous when she's around.
We'd like to get her on the camera one day. It seemed kind of looking back now.
I said there was, my mother is also here. I didn't say she's my mother.
Yeah. Okay. just watch it back in the morning. You'll know what you said.
Yeah, probably. I'll get this guy. He's going to ask me if I'm good.
That's Alan, that seemed the perfect fight for you in a way as well.
Yeah.
Was it?
It really was. And I was prepared for this kind of fight. I always say to everybody, I spar like this every time. I had four sparring partners, five. Sometimes they were fucking killers. They're like 90% KO ratio. And they were all changing up on me for 15 rounds. So I was ready for this fight. I could go more. I could go five more rounds, no problem. That's my kind of fight, you know, and I hope you enjoy it.
Did you feel as the rounds were going on into the later rounds that Bowski was tiring?
Yeah, because he was just going backwards all the time. Of course, I felt that. I'm in the ring. I know when I'm controlling the ring. I had a full-on control since that knockdown in like 10 seconds. I had a full-on control the rest of the fight. He's good. He's a very good boxer. Very good boxer. Slick, pass, pump, fast, long. I can say nothing bad about him. I love Balski. He's by far the toughest opponent, by far. Most skillful also.
Even though
he was ready.
Yeah. Even though the fight obviously was a few rounds more, compare the fights you had, your performance-wise, with Mark Bennett and also Balski.
Well, you can't compare those two. Mark Bennett went to see...
But Mark Bennett gave you a couple of moments. That's why I said that.
Not even a single moment, bro. Not even a single moment like this. This is a true fight. This is my first time I was in a true fight. Even the Spielman guy. He was okay, but he was never going to win. Never. Never going to win. He only shook me that one time and he lost like 99% of the fight. This guy was winning some seconds of the rounds. You know, this is the first time I was challenged. And boxing-wise, skill-wise, moving-wise, everything. He challenged me on every area.
But this is something that you've asked for since fight two. You've wanted this fight. You've wanted this kind of fight. You've asked for it for the last 2 years.
Listen, look at what happens to all the greats. It's not all honey, and you know, it's not all honey, bro. I had 9 fights. I finished them in 3 rounds. All.
Are you one of the greats now? That. Are you one of the greats?
Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not. Don't even say that.
I'm just saying,
you know, it's that's boxing, you know, it's up and down. This is the fight, this is boxing for me. My last 10 fights weren't boxing for me. It was just Savage coming, destroying some guys. This was a fight. This guy didn't care about Savage. You know, he had his own thing going on, you know. Maybe he has the alter ego Savage also. I would say so, because he went mad. Did you saw it? When I shook him up. Maybe 10 times, 10, 11 times, you see it. He was wobbly. Then he come back with 7 punches. Well, it's crazy. Nobody does that. People don't do usually that.
I think a lot of people were saying that they'd like to see Belsky in there with a few other opponents, whether that's at Bridgeweight, Cruiserweight, whatever.
Course, but like they'd I like said, I think Belsky went to the hospital right now. And
we hope he's okay, yeah.
Yeah, I really hope he's okay. But he took so many hard punches. I took maybe 3 or 4 punches. He took 30 or 40. So it's a very, very risky way of fighting with me. That was my fight. I was never going to lose in my fight. You got to kill me. You know, you got to kill me. I got to be fucking dead to lose that kind of fight. I will never gonna die. I will never roll over. You know, I will never stop. I will just keep coming. 10 more rounds. No problem. Everybody is concerned about me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. But don't be. This is my life. You ask my fiance. I do this every day. I do this every day with much bigger guys. With KO monsters. They're all going on me, 50 rounds, 4 of them. So I do this every day. I know what boxing is. I know what boxing brings, you know? And I'm in my best years of my life. So I want Oscar Rivas now. I want to be world champion. I want Oscar Rivas ASAP, you know? Give me a few months to recover and get ready again. This kind of readiness, let's go. It's going to be a hell of a fight, you know?
I'm almost fearful of even asking you this question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
Is it not in an ideal world that you take one more fight before Rivas?
Well, I want Rivas next. What did you not hear?
I know what you want. I'm just asking. Is that not...
It's going to be fight number 12. I had 12 fights. I think I'm ready, bro. I have 31
So you don't want another fight before Rivas?
No. Why would I want another
fight? Just asking.
No. I really don't. And Eddie Hearn has a very high... ranking in my Savage Army as a promoter of the Savage Army. I hope he delivers because he's going to be downgraded if he doesn't deliver that fight.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's going to stay in the Savage Army, but not as a promoter.
Not as a general.
He's a general. He's one of the generals.
He's okay. Going to be...
Degraded to T-boy, maybe?
He's going to be...
T-boy?
What is that?
Brings a T.
I know what is a Q-tip.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did Q-tip. You have big ears. A lot of Q-tips. No, for the ear.
Why are you talking about ears?
You had it like this, but it's good now.
Okay. Can I ask a question to your fiance?
Be careful what you ask.
Very careful. Were you concerned in the first round?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But I knew he's going to come back. And I was just like, oh, what just happened? And then he took care of the business. He took care of the business. And... to be honest, I was worried after the fight, is he okay? Because he was pretty shaken up by that late blow and actually...
Yeah, it's all right.
Your shoulder.
I had an operation.
Did you have a rotator cuff repair?
I had a ligament.
Stand up for him? Yeah.
Ligaments.
Put your hand to there.
Yeah, it could be just sore.
You know, the
has got movement.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's just so. It's before? Even better now. It's better now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's not dislocated, is it?
No.
It's
the only thing is stuck.
I had labrum.
It's relaxed now.
Yeah. I think you know labrum. What is labrum?
Labrum. Yeah.
I had a very good surgery one.
Yeah, you may have torn something here, but
yeah,
when are you going back home?
I don't know, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, five. At,
in the flight. So, see how you are. There's nothing you need to do for it now.
Yeah, just some ice and stuff.
Ice and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to go to my surgery.
And then see your surgeon when you get back. Yeah.
Thank you, doctor. That's
good. Thank you.
Did you enjoy the fight?
Yeah, I did. It's scary. See, it's always scary for me when I see a fight like that, because I think I might have to do something.
Yeah,
I might have to get in there, put the tube in, look up to your railway.
No, no. How's the other guy, Bui?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, okay. He's all right.
He's all right?
Yeah, he's good. Good. All right, well done.
Thank you. So, back to Hugen.
What?
He has this interview of 40 minutes.
Right. I know I gave the exclusive to Matchroom earlier about, it's not really an exclusive, about Dave Allen's comments.
Okay.
Before you start, let me just read exactly what he said, because I think they only read the first bit. I love Alan Babbage, but the man is made for me. Everyone who's beat me has boxed and moved. Don't believe there's a man alive naturally smaller than me that can try and back me up and beat me. Even at this stage of my career, I'd outbox and knock him out. Let's see if I can finally get the call.
Who said that?
That was from Dave Allen.
Same reaction.
Bro, just get in shape first. Stop talking shit. Now I don't like him anymore. Fuck Dave Allen. You know? Why the fuck you talk shit like after I had a war like this?
Yeah.
Now fuck you, Dave Allen. Fuck you. Now I'm telling you. Fuck you. Fucking. You're just fat, bro. You're just fat and angry. You know, just get into shape first and then fucking call me out. You know, have some fucking respect. You're doing box for how many? 14 years. So nobody's even talking about you. Only I'm the only one who's talking about you. But I'm not gonna do it anymore because you're a fucking prick to say this. Fuck you, Dave Allen. And fuck you, man.
Okay. All right, moving away from there. Nice belt, by the way.
Yeah. You see this? This belt is called "Fuck You, Dave Allen."
Sorry. Moving away from there, I said.
Look at this.
It's a nice belt.
Look at this. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, Tyson Fury's on there. It's a lovely belt. Look. It's congratulations.
I'm never going to take it off. I'm not going to shower for the next 20 days and we'll have this on.
Okay. I'm sure your fence is through.
Oh, it has some blood. No. Okay. What's the next question?
No questions. It's fine. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
I would just like to add that I love all of UK. You were all behind me and you gave me this strength. You know, that's why. This is my pen. This is my pen.
He makes me old. He makes me old. His grey hairs are named Babic on this side and Savage on this side.
This is my big. This is very good. Nice
to see you. I was there when he proposed. You know, it was a good moment.
Barry bought the ring.
It was fabulous. No other word for it. And value everyone.
Thank you so much.
Just
thank
don't get hit quite so often.
No, I wasn't.
No, I know. After the bell was a good shot.
Yeah.
That would have been it. That
bring Basky here, let's talk. Let's take his house or something.
Yeah. No. Well, we don't let anyone take anything.
Because I believe too much to people.
I know.
Yeah, I'm fucking stupid. Yeah. Well, ding, ding, I do this.
I know.
And then boom.
Yeah, okay. Well, another lesson learned. When the bell goes ding, ding, keep your hands up.
Lesson fucking up.
And well done tonight. Congratulations. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Sorry, I have actually got one more question before we finish. I have. Let's talk about that shot, which I didn't hear it. I've got to listen to it again after the bell.
It was really late.
Okay. So can you just address that situation about timings, disqualifications, etc.? What do you think?
I believe people. You know, I trust people very, very much and too much. And when balls sound ding, ding, I just go this instantly. I don't know why I do it. Every time, in the amateurs, I did that. I got almost knocked down 10 times before. But it's my mistake. It's not his. It's my. He was dazed. He couldn't hear the bell. He was just swinging wild shots, and I was just stupid. In the middle of all of that, I do this. I'm fucking stupid, you know. So I think it was my fault. I don't blame Balski for it, because he was shook up nearly every round, on the end of every round. So yeah, it was really my mistake. I should have put my fucking fist up.
There's people in your team saying you should have been disqualified.
Well, everybody's saying that, but that's not my job. Right. Where the fuck was the referee? You know?
Yes,
I don't like referees in general. I like this referee, very skilled. I don't like him.
See how he came in earlier?
Yeah, he came in like, yo. Oh, God. I was like, who are you? You're the boss.
I'm the boss.
I said, no, be the fucking boss. You're here because of me. And I think all the referees should just tone it down a bit, you know? You're not the fucking bosses. You're here to manage a fight, make a good fight out of it. Don't leave a guy three times, three rounds hit me after the bell.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even say nothing to him.
Nothing.
It's fucking crazy. I'm going to talk to the fucking judge.
He's
going
up his chest.
I'm not the one to make excuses, but bro, if you're a fucking boss, why weren't you boss there?
Terrible.
Were you scared of the polls? Well, I'm going to fucking defend you if you're scared. No, I don't like judges in general. This doesn't help. The last judge was good. You saw when the Spielman shook me.
He likes that.
He let me.
Okay.
He let me, and the last judge was good. This one wasn't. The referee, the judge.
Okay. Well, Alan, thank you very much for your time. Nothing else to say?
Thank you. Did you enjoy the fight?
Yeah, kind of. No, I didn't really enjoy it.
I think you leave it now.
Do you want to lose all of you?
No, hold on. There's always context behind a comment. Remember that, my friend.
I'm gonna
break you. Enjoy the first round.
Listen, I'm gonna break your little camera. I'm gonna shove it up somewhere dark.
I don't like seeing Babbitt get hit. Exactly.
I didn't like the first round. Calm down.
Yeah.
Tell your wife you love her.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you from the bottom of my heart. Of course, I love her. I do this for her. That's how much I love her.
Oh,
thank you, brother. I love you too.
I know you do.
Yeah. So,
Alan, thank you very much for your time. Listen, go and get yourself sorted, and we'll see you back at the hotel.
Yeah.
All right.
See you, brother.
Take care, brother.
Good.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.